The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, has told the Oireachtas Health Committee that the country remains on track to proceed with the easing of restrictions next month. Today's hearing was also told that 900 residents of nursing home and care homes have tested positive for COVID-19 since the end of June, with 31 deaths. Adele McAllister has been following today's hearing.
Although Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Holohan told committee members today that the lack of certainty around the trajectory of COVID meant bringing back restrictions couldn't be ruled out, he also clarified to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan that he expected October's easing of restrictions to proceed.
The important criteria that we set out in our last advice to government that need to be satisfied before we think we're able to move on, if I can put it in those general terms, from the range of measures that are still in place being eased. We think we're a short number of weeks away from that.
So can I take from that that it is your view that absolutely we are still on track for the 22nd of October date for the ending of restrictions?
It's my view that we're still on track within the short number of weeks to reaching the criteria that we set out.
Professor Philip Nolan, who's been modelling infection scenarios, told members that current COVID rates had reflected the more optimistic predictions and a peak may now have passed.
If we take the most optimistic scenario we're currently looking at, which is not unreasonable, we're just past the peak of infection and case numbers should decline from here on in, and that may be happening given the data we have now. There's important assumptions in those models that children are somewhat less likely to get this disease and less likely to transmit it.
Today's hearing was against the backdrop of schools and colleges reopening and a marked increase in the testing of school children.
The testing of children under four has tripled, with almost no increase in cases detected. The testing in children aged 5 to 12 has tripled, with, as I said, about a 50% increase in cases detected. As I say, that may be simply increased ascertainment. In other words, that it's not an increase in incidence, you're just finding more cases because of the very high level of testing, and we'll see that in the next couple of weeks.
Dr. Holohan also told Deputy David Cullinan that the self-isolation procedures, which has seen thousands of children currently out of school and creche, could soon change.
So what we've seen in terms of that increase in incidence, particularly in the 5 to 12-year-olds, is explained by the very huge volume of additional testing that has now been done in that age group. It's not a true underlying change, the incidence of the disease in those age groups, which is a very important observation. We want to maintain that observation for sufficient time, which we think is not much more, to allow us to say we're in a position to change to a different form of management of the disease, not just in respect of school children, but in respect of testing and contact tracing for the whole of society.
We can expect or anticipate some change in terms of the self-isolation criteria for children and maybe for others as well who are asymptomatic.
We want to change those arrangements. We need to be sure that we've allowed sufficient time to observe, as I say, the resumption of the school year, which is only 2 weeks in the case of primary schools. We're not that far away from being able to have that certainty if it's there.
Committee members were also told by Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn of almost 900 infections in older people in some residential settings.
We have data from June the 27th to September the 11th inclusive. So over that period, there was 7 outbreaks in community hospital or long stay units and 51 outbreaks in nursing homes. That's 58 outbreaks in total. And then across those 58 outbreaks, there was 896 cases recorded, of whom 31 were hospitalised, so 3.5%, and of whom 31, unfortunately, passed away, so again, 3.5% mortality. And then last week, there were 4 new nursing home outbreaks reported with 24 confirmed cases.
The chair of the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, Dr. Carina Butler, said additional vaccines were being given to the most vulnerable.
Many older people living in the community have suffered severe disruption to their quality of life, with negative impact on their psychological and social well-being during this pandemic. This group have a poorer response to the primary vaccine course and more rapidly waning immunity because of their age and underlying medical conditions. In order to optimise their protection, NIAC has recommended that an additional vaccine dose should be given to all of those aged 12 years and older with immunocompromise associated with a suboptimal response to vaccines, those aged 80 and older, and those aged 65 and older who are living in long-term care facilities.
Despite the optimistic statistics today, Dr. Holohan warned members that the future of COVID was impossible to predict.
I never would have had in my answer to any hypothetical question 2 years ago the kinds of things that we found ourselves recommending to government, to be closing retail, to be closing international travel, to be closing schools and universities, and so on. I never would have envisaged that, even though I would have known that these things were theoretically possible. If you'd asked me this question 2 years ago as a hypothetical question, as you're asking me now, I never would have, it wouldn't have featured in any way in my answer. And yet all of these things have become a part of your reality and my reality and everybody else's reality for the last 18 months.
And that was the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, ending that report by Adele McAllister.